I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Halfway across the world, more than 500,000 people live on American time. These are people who work in the call center industry in the Philippines. You know, the folks who answer the phone when you call an 800 number for help. These call center workers have to adjust their lives to American schedules. As Aurora Almendral reports, that time shift has given rise to a kind of call center culture in Manila.
When it's 6 p.m. on the East Coast, it's 6 a.m. in Manila. And for call center workers, it's time to get off work. Despite the morning sun, a lot of them head to 24-hour bars to unwind with a few drinks.
Once you're a call center agent, your life turns 180 degrees because it changes. First of all, the time, you do not anymore live like the rest of us, the rest of them, rather, who wake up in the morning and then sleep at night.
That's Rene Reynoso. He's sitting with a few co-workers at an outdoor bar in the business park where they work. On the street, it's morning rush hour, and normal office workers are hurrying to their jobs. But Rene and his friends are at the bar, smoking cigarettes and stubbing them out in empty bottles of beer. They're not just living in an American time zone, they're living on an American calendar.
Normal workers in the Philippines would enjoy the holidays. We have a lot of holidays in the Philippines. But for us call center agents and workers of the BPO, we only enjoy U.S. holidays like July 4th, Labor Day, Memorial Day, of course, a few.
And they're on American weather, too. When a disaster hits, like flooding in New York and New Jersey, their company has all hands on deck to answer customer calls. But when there's a typhoon and Manila is flooded, it's business as usual in America.
About half a year ago, there was a major flood here in our area. And the flood rose up to my thighs. And we had to wade through the flood to go home and wade through the flood to come to work. We were not excused because in the States, it wasn't flooded. So we had to come here and take the call for the U.S.
In some ways, they're living in a different culture, too. Call center workers can't have normal lives at a normal time. And their days off don't always fall on weekends. So it's hard to go to birthday parties, family dinners, or get-togethers with college buddies. They mostly socialize with other call center workers. It's isolating. But in a conservative Catholic country like the Philippines, it can also be liberating. The call center industry has a reputation for permissiveness. Besides all the drinking and smoking, Rene says some workers take advantage of employer-provided napping rooms to do more than nap.
There are a lot of incidents where they get caught inside the sleeping quarters. It's part of the culture now. We call it the call center culture. It's part of it.
Rene's co-worker, Ryan DeCastro, says it comes from more exposure to Western media.
There's a big difference between the culture in the Philippines and the culture in the States. And I would say that the culture in the call center industry is a bit more westernized than it is, you know, in the normal industry, I guess.
And that's not a bad thing. Ryan says most poor Filipinos don't have access to the internet. For call center workers, just being able to afford it is one of the great things about the job. Working on American time gives them an entry into an American-style, middle-class life. Minimum wage for office workers in the Philippines is around 10,000 pesos a month. But the starting salary for a call center agent is around 18,000 pesos, or about $400, with room to move up. It's enough for them to buy the beers and Starbucks lattes they drink every day, plus nice clothes and updated cell phones. For Ryan, the money and the lifestyle are the trade-offs for the crazy hours, the occasional boredom, and the havoc on his family life.
But I guess I'm lucky that for them, it's important that I have work and I'm doing well with work, so it's a sacrifice that's okay to make.
By 11 a.m., Ryan and his friends have gone through 3 buckets of beer. Ryan has to leave to take his son to a doctor's appointment. The rest of them look bleary-eyed. It's almost lunchtime in the Philippines, but they'll be staggering home to bed, like office workers in New York. For The World, I'm Aurora Almendral, Manila.